Let's turn to God's Word. We're in Luke chapter 6, verses 31 through 35. I've entitled the message today, A Mother's Day Message. Try to bring some of the mother's stories into our sermon this weekend. Luke chapter 6, verses 31 through 35. The Lord, of course, is speaking to his disciples and those that were listening. And he says, just as you want people to treat you, treat them in the same way. And if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be the sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Let's pray together. Father God, first, Lord, I'd just like to bring the many mothers who are expecting before you. I don't know all their names, but you do, Lord. And I'll just mention Emily, Lord, as right now she's in labor. And we pray for each of these mothers and their child. We pray for the fathers as well, Lord. We pray, Lord, that each child will come under the hearing of the gospel and come to know you as Lord and Savior. We're also thankful today, Lord, for your word, for the encouragement that the scriptures give us. How often the word of God gives us just that answer that we needed. And so, Lord, through the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, take now this message and use it for your honor and glory in Jesus' powerful name. Amen and amen. Well, it is Mother's Day weekend. Now, a number of years ago, I got a wonderful joke from Joy Houghton, but I won't read that one in the service because I'm not sure I can, but it was funny nevertheless, and I tried my best on Mother's Day to find a good story, so here's Pastor Dan's best try. Three sons, and by the way, if you know the ending line, I have a lady in the second service, she likes to complete my jokes, so I always have to forewarn her, just hold off. Three sons left home and went out on their own and prospered. Getting back together, the brothers discussed the gifts that they were able to give to their elderly mother. The first son said, I built a big house for our mother. Well, the second son said, I sent our mother a Mercedes and I included a driver. Now, the third son didn't want to be outdone by his older brothers, so he said, I've got you both beat. You know how Mom enjoys reading the Bible, and you know she can't see very well? So I sent Mom a brown parrot that can recite the entire Bible. You know, it took 20 monks in a monastery 12 years to teach this parrot all these verses in the scriptures. And all Mom has to do is just name the chapter, the book, the chapter and the verse, and the parrot will recite it. Now, soon after, the grateful mother sent a letter to each of her sons. Known for her honesty, she wrote to the first son, Milton, the house you built, while beautiful, is also too big. I can only live in one room, and I still have to clean the whole house. Well, to the second son, the dear mother wrote, Marvin, while the Mercedes is a magnificent car, I'm afraid I'm too old to travel. And that driver you hired, he's rude. But to her youngest son, the happy mother wrote, Dearest Melvin, you were the only son to have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious. Now, I just want you to know it took me hours to find that one. And somehow now we have to turn to the Word of God and weave it in there. But in these verses that we read this morning on Mother's Day, what kind of follower does the Lord Jesus want us to be? I think particularly of my own mother, who is a believer. I realize not everyone has parents necessarily that know the Lord, but I know that that's a question that would be important to my own mother. Character qualities. But character qualities that I think every godly mother would want their children to be, to have, and to be. Really want to personalize this question this morning and for us to ask ourselves, am I a person of good character? That's an interesting question to ask of yourself. What kind of character qualities are expected of someone who claims to follow the Lord Jesus? Well, I'd like to mention what I found in these scriptures today. The first one is right there in verse 31. If you look at verse 31 again, I believe that God wants us all to be considerate of others. The Lord Jesus said, and just as you want people to treat you, treat them in the same way. Well, what really is that? I would like to suggest that it's being kind. It's also remembering to value other people the way you yourself want to be valued. My mother raised all of us kids to be kind people. My mother taught us, if we ever went shopping anywhere, that you are going to open the door for whoever is coming into that store, and particularly for the elderly as well. You know, I have to say, and I want to say something nice about American culture, because, you know, there are parts of the world where people just don't do that. It's not a practice at all. But that's one of the reasons why I like going to Wawa, not only for my coffee, but Wawa is, I see the doors open all the time, people doing that. That really is just being considerate, isn't it, of others. And how many of us, if we grew up with siblings and got into those occasional arguments or spats with one another, may have remembered hearing our mothers say two words, be nice. And what did that usually mean? Well, it meant that we probably weren't being very nice to each other. But you know, I think that one of the highest compliments a person can hear is when someone says about someone else, you know, he's a really nice person. She's a really nice lady. What are they saying? They're saying that they're considerate of other people. I'd like to tell you about my Aunt Anna. My Aunt Anna holds a very special place in my heart and in the hearts of all the cousins on my father's side of the family. You see, my Aunt Anna was unable to have any children, but all of her nieces and nephews became her children. And I'd also like to say that one of her most stellar Christ-like qualities was how Aunt Anna was a kind, considerate person. She just exemplified it in her life. She was one of those people that even, and my uncle as well was in ministry, that whenever anyone ever talked about her, they always described her as such a kind and caring individual. She was one of those special people that others always spoke well of. Aunt Anna, to be around her, she always made you feel good and valued. I wrote this down. Physically, my Aunt Anna never got to be a mother, but through her kindness and consideration, she was a mother to many. Treating others the way you want to be treated never costs us any money, does it? It's not about buying favors. It's not motivated by selfishness, but it's reflecting the Lord through ourselves. In verse 32, secondly, I noticed there, look again at verse 32, that God also wants us to have love beyond measure. Carefully notice that little expression, beyond measure. That's the kind of love the Lord describes. He says, well, if you love those who love you, well, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. love goes beyond, at least God's love does. God has loved even those who were his enemies in the death of his son, right? The Bible says that before we came to Christ, we were enemies of the cross. But when we come to know the Lord Jesus, we're brought into his family. And that love was demonstrated in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Love that goes beyond measure. Now, I hope I get this right, but there's an old proverb that says, or certainly is a principle that is true, in the eyes of a new mother, there is no such thing as an ugly baby. Now, that really means that there is a kind of love that goes beyond measure. Why is that? Because beyond the external pale of how many fingers or toes the child may or may not have, within the heart of every mother who holds that infant in her arms, she says, this is my baby, and I will love him or her as a gift from the Lord. And that's so true. The other day, I went down to a neighbor's house. I had heard that, well, actually, I thought she was still pregnant. Can you imagine? I asked her how her pregnancy was going, and she said, it's done. The baby's up there on the porch. Well, I couldn't see the baby on the porch because there was a tree in the way. But afterwards, after I went away, after stumbling through that, and of course congratulating her in the process, I got this crazy notion that since Linda's away right now on a trip, that it was my job to go and get a gift. And so I did. I went to a clothing store after I went. And I have to tell you, I haven't done that for years. I'm not even sure if I ever bought any of my girls a little girl's outfit, but I do remember when my niece was born well over 30 years ago. So it might have been 30 years since I had been in a bathing clothing section. And it was quite fun looking at all the little girl dresses. Of course, wanting to be practical as well, realizing I'll buy something that's at 24 months rather than immediate, so she'll have a little collection. So we got that little dress. I picked out a real nice one, and it was kind of fun because I was the only guy standing in line checking out. And I was surrounded by mothers and particularly grandmothers. I think grandmothers hang out in these stores. And they were all telling me that I had done a really good job. And so I went back later, and I told the mother when I went back and knocked on their door, I said, I don't have any wrapping paper, I'm a desperate guy, but I do have this dress. And she was pleased, she gave me a great big hug, and they were so happy. Love is loving people. It's loving people. Love that the Lord calls us to isn't dressed in fickle platitudes or in shallow exaggeration, but it's sincere behavior on our part to love people the way God wants us to love people. The Lord Jesus said, there's no greater love than this, that one would lay down his life for his friends. On our wedding day, many moons ago, Linda and I included a Bible verse in our wedding. We love because he first loved us. And I believe that is so true. We are to love people and to be considerate of others. I think that's what our mothers would want of us. In verse 33, the Lord also describes another quality. Look there with me. He says, I believe he's telling us that love, that we are also to do good beyond measure. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Here's something I've observed. People who learn to love beyond measure are usually the same people you see doing good beyond measure. It's just almost, I think that when you love people and really care about people and others, you learn to look beyond yourself, don't you? And you begin to see others around you. I was talking to Dave about this on the way over to church this morning and telling him the story about me buying a little girl's dress. And I was telling him, you know, in one sense, our culture has changed in a bad way, and that is that today so many people don't know each other in neighborhoods. We become so confined. But most of you who are older, you probably remember growing up, right? Where everyone knew what was going on. And when a baby was born, meals were automatically brought from neighbors, churches too, but neighbors just did those sorts of things for each other. And also, every mother in the neighborhood was a mother of every child in the neighborhood. And she could, you know, your neighbor mom could yell at you just like your mom could if you were doing something you shouldn't be doing. And it's a little sad in a way that that's gotten lost. But we as believers can be those in particular who do good beyond measure. I read a really moving story this last week or so about a 19-year-old daughter who wanted to honor the memory of her mother. Her mother, 2 years earlier, had died of brain cancer. I don't know if you heard this story, but this young lady wanted to raise money for a cancer fund, and she also wanted to donate her hair. This girl, she had beautiful dark hair that went all the way down her back, and many of you probably have heard of the Locks of Love program in order to do that. Well, she not only cut off her hair, and there was a video posted, like things are these days on the internet, of them doing this, but she raised over $5,000 for her mother. And it was also a Christian witness. It was motivated by her love for her mother, and also that her mother in her lifetime had always been someone who had done good to others. That is what doing good is about. It's going beyond measure. And this young lady wanted to turn the memory of her mother into an inspiration for others. And if you just kind of Google it or whatever, look it up and watch it, and have a tissue close by too, because it's a really touching story. And I was thinking, here's a good challenge this weekend. Is there someone in your life that you can think of that maybe even right now the Holy Spirit is saying, this week I want you to do good beyond measure for that person? I so often see that take place in families. I see families taking the care of aging parents, the same aging parents who took care of us when we were growing up. And that's all part of the life cycle. That's doing good beyond measure. Not too long ago, I watched my wife Linda do good beyond measure, and I can tell this story because she's not here and I won't get in trouble. But some time ago, her mother had a fall going up her front steps, and she doesn't even remember how she fell, but it was such a serious fall that she had tore something in her shoulder that required surgery. And the doctor said that by the time she was healed that she would never be able to raise her arm any higher than this. Well, praise God. She is praising God. She gets the arm all the way up and has received a full healing from that. But it was a very painful time for weeks. And she lives about an hour and a half away from our house down here in Barnegat. And I watched my wife drive up there day after day to go up and to care for her mother, to help her mother with the basic things, taking a shower because she couldn't move her arm, for caring that way. You know, many of you have those quiet, hidden stories within your own families. That's what doing good is beyond measure. The Apostle Paul in Philippians 2 said, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." The other day, as I was driving down the highway, an accident was being cleared up. And I think the people had already been taken away. And I did what I think you would all want to do. I prayed for those people as I drove along the road that they would be okay. I also think, too, the Lord Jesus tells us, notice in verse 34, that God wants you and me to have a kind of generosity that goes beyond measure. Look what he says. "And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount." Now, I can almost imagine that what the Lord is saying here wouldn't be very popular with the banking industry. But generosity is a theme of Scripture. In fact, in Proverbs 11:25, it says, "The generous man will be prosperous." Proverbs 22:9, "He who is generous will be blessed." There is a blessing in being generous, isn't there? It does, I think it's okay to say, it does feel good when you do good and help someone else out and are generous. Proverbs 19:6, "Many will entreat the favor of a generous man, and every man is a friend to him who gives gifts." In Matthew, if you want to write this reference down, Matthew chapter 20, verse 15, the Lord Jesus described himself as a generous person. And the Apostle Paul, also in speaking to the church when he wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, says to Timothy, "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy." That's saying God's generous. And God has given us, hasn't he? Right? Hasn't he? God has given us a great many things and has blessed us all with food, with shelter, with clothing. The Lord, Paul here says, "Instruct them to do good and to be rich in good works and to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed." It's good. It's a good thing to be generous. The other day I was parking my car and I had to park at a meter. I had gone down to see my daughter-in-law graduate, and I was surprising her because they didn't know I was coming. And so and that was kind of fun trying to find the college because I had no clue. So I just asked lots of people until I finally found a side street to get there. This was down in Charleston, by the way. And so I parked at a meter, and typical me, I don't have any change. So I became a beggar on the street. I had a dollar, and I only needed a dollar's worth of change. Finally, a young lady stopped. I explained to her my dilemma and also asking her where the college was. And she says, "Oh, I have change." And she opened up her purse and she fished out all the quarters and she put the quarters in my hand and I went to take, I don't want your dollar. I thought to myself, that's nice. That's generosity. I mean, I would have been happy to give her the dollar. Of course, I didn't want to just take it. Because I wanted to be careful. She was a young lady and all like that. But I thought, that's nice. I wonder who raised her to be that way. It's nice when people are like that, and we can be like that. I think of the many mothers in our lives who have been generous with their time, with their energy. We have many women today who, well, they all work. They work in raising their children. They work in their homes. Some of them work two jobs in their homes and outside their homes and sacrifice for their families, and not only for their families, but also for their neighbors as well. And generosity that goes beyond measure reflects one of those character qualities of being the Lord's follower. And mothers of that kind are worth honoring. That's a Proverbs 31 kind of mother. And Solomon asks, who can find such a virtuous woman, a woman who is generous? For her price is far above rubies. Well, finally, in verse 35, the Lord also gives one more quality, and it's simply described as grace beyond measure. Look what he says here, but it's really a summary, isn't it? "But love your enemies, do good, lend, expect nothing in return, and your reward will be great, for you will be the sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men." At the temporal cost of being the Lord's follower now, the Lord Jesus is telling us that when we go above and beyond for others, we are also laying up for ourselves an eternal reward in heaven. And I believe that's true. We will truly be declared one of God's sons because we are behaving just like God himself. Our God is a God who is full of grace and mercy, isn't he? And our God is a God who extends his love even to people who are ungrateful and described as evil. That is grace beyond measure. And I would like to say that this weekend, we honor our mothers, and we also honor the memory of our mothers. And I would like to also mention that this world would be a much better place if we were all considerate of others, if we showed love beyond measure, if we did good beyond measure, if we were generous beyond measure, and if we exemplified grace beyond measure. Father, I thank you today for all of our ladies in this room. And we thank you, Lord, today for our parents, for our fathers and our mothers. We thank you, Lord, for grandmothers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and grandfathers. We thank you for family. And again, Lord, we thank you for the babies that will soon be coming. We pray, Lord, a blessing would be upon the parents. And we thank you, Lord, for this fresh reminder from your word today. May we be these things that the Lord has called us to be. May we live out these things in our lives, just when we go shopping or to the library or to a Wawa, wherever we go, Lord, that we would be lights for the Lord Jesus Christ in this dark and fallen world, and that people would be drawn to you and brought into your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.